because we are allowing things, doing things in our lives which are not pleasing to Him. You know, the woman tried to escape it, you know. Ever tried to do that? Ever tried to hide the truth by telling the truth? That's what she said, you know. I don't have a husband. You know, let's not go, you know, let's just keep it simple. Probably, no, I don't have a husband. And he says, you've said, well, you know, that's right. That's right, she says. You don't have a husband.
But you've had five.
And the one you're presently living with is not your husband. You're an immoral woman. Not only have you had a checkered past, but actually in the present, your life is not right. See, he puts his finger on the thing. We've moved from the past to the distant past, to the immediate past, to the present. He knows all things. And then in my chronology, past, present, the only place we can go after that is future. And in Luke chapter 22. And verse 31. Peter in verse 33, as he thought, counting on his own strength, and not having learned that the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak, he's going to be a martyr on his own. He says, I'm ready to go to prison with you, Lord, and I'm even prepared to go to death. But the Lord Jesus had to say to him in verse 31, Simon, Simon, when we have the mention of a double name, as is seven times in Scripture, it's a good study, those seven occasions where the Lord mentions a name like Simon, Simon, or Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's underlining, it's emphasizing it, Saul, Simon, Simon. Satan has desired to have you, every one of you, the whole lot, the 11 disciples. Judas, of course, we know, was a traitor and had a devil, but of all the disciples, we don't have it so much in English, in modern English. I think it's in Portuguese, the distinction is between the plural, second person, singular and plural, but here he says, I've decided to have you. It's plural in the Greek. But I have prayed for thee. That's where the old English comes in, because the thee, when it says thee, it's always singular. You say one of them. The whole lot of you. Every one of you. But you're, Peter, or are in particular danger. I've prayed for you. I've prayed for thee. Not that you'll not fall, but that your faith will not give way, and that when you are converted or turned around or has been restored, that you will strengthen or restore thy brethren. And the Lord says, verse 34, this is what I'm telling you to preach. I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And verse 61, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou thou shalt deny me thrice three times. There the Lord was speaking about the future life of a son. So you see, throughout, in regard to church conditions, in regard to the Christian testimony, the Lord's knowledge is infinite. It cannot be fathomed, but it's the same in our personal life. It's that quality of omniscience, of God's knowledge, knowing all things, and of course, apart from anything else, it's a proof of the deity of Christ, of the reality of his Godhead, of the fact that he is a divine person, and we have it in Psalm 139, and also my downstand, sitting in an uprising that understands my thoughts afar off, and so on and so forth. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. And then the psalmist ends by saying, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You know, people would say of our hearts were searched by the word of God, searched by God, searched by the Lord Jesus with those eyes which are as of a flame of fire. In some respects, it's a disturbing truth. But in other respects, it's a source of great encouragement. Because this searching and this knowledge of us springs from infinite love, and the Lord's desire is that he might support us, just like the high priest in Israel. He bore their names on the breastplate, on his heart. That speaks of his affection for us. The names of the 12 tribes were also on his shoulders, and that is the place of strength. His knowledge of us springs from perfect love. He desires that we should know that he has this perfect and complete knowledge of us, past, present, and future, and that he scrutinizes us, and it's in order that we might go to him and derive our strength from him. Mm-hmm.